This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
We've seen what you can do, oh God of wonders. Your power has no end. The things you've done before, in greater measure, you will do again. 'Cause there's no...
Welcome to Wednesday Live, a production of WCNO Christian Radio, sponsored in part by Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. Let's see what God has in store for us today.
And good morning and welcome to Wednesday Live. We are so glad that you are joining us today. And I have Dave with me in the studio. Dave, hey.
Hey, how you doing? Welcome back, Jonathan.
Well, I'll tell you what, being away for two Wednesday Lives, 2 weeks out of town on vacation, grabbing a little bit of a breather, I kind of felt like I was away for a month, a very long time. But those 2 weeks, we had a great time away. God brought us back safely. No car breakdowns. Hallelujah.
Praise God. That's a big deal right there.
A lot of rain, a lot of cooler weather, and we brought some back with us. So hopefully
you sure
y'all
did.
Aren't too mad at me for doing that.
No, but, no. We appreciate it. We do.
Kind of nice. But we're glad you're listening and you're a part of our programming this morning, and we will be with you right up until 12 o'clock. I do have an awesome guest that is going to join us right at the top of the hour as we get started because of his busy schedule. And so I'm going to be bringing Daniel Diaz online with us. He knows a lot about money, a lot about gold, and a lot about silver, and he's going to be sharing some of that with us this morning about where we are and what is going on. It seems like the whole world is just kind of reeling in all kinds of different directions. So we're great to have Daniel with us. Daniel, welcome to WCNO again. You're part of our family here.
Thank you for having me on. It does feel like I'm part of the family. It's, I think, four shows now I think I've done with you guys.
I think so. And I'll tell you, every time we do another show, I'm like, well, we just barely introduced that. We did not get really through it. And I don't think things have slowed down. I think they've actually accelerated, perhaps. What do you think?
Yeah. Oh, 100%. I think last time I was on the show, we were talking about a $3,200 gold ounce. And right now, gold is at about $4,182. And I think when we were on the show, silver was around $32. And silver today is at $52.92.
Huge difference.
So it's a huge difference. In a short period of time, in just the month of October, I think gold went up $1,000. Silver went up $10 or $15. And that is not because gold and silver is going up in price. It's because the dollar is losing value and they're printing more and more currency and inflating the currency supply, which is why prices keep going up on everything.
Daniel, we're going to want to jump into all of that. But before we go any further, we have people listening that don't know who you are. Tell us just a little bit about Daniel Diaz. Who are you? And I mean, I could talk about the fact that you have a master's degree. You're a smart guy. you've studied a lot. You're a guy who loves God, and so you have a strong background. But tell us a little bit about who you are and how you came to be where you are.
Yeah. So I'm a first-generation Cuban-American. I'm currently the executive director of Citizens for Sound Money, our 501c6 organization, Sound Money Movement, which is a 501c3 educational foundation, and I've just been appointed the executive director of a new trade association that we started, the Sound Money Trade Association. Now, how did I get here? I wasn't always into gold and silver. In fact, I was a political consultant and activist for most of my life. And I got into politics because I am a first-generation Cuban-American. And I grew up hearing from my family about how we used to have businesses, we used to have property, and we were pretty well off in Cuba. And that was all taken away because of Fidel Castro. So in 1967, my grandfather bought everything was being rationed. He paid the butcher extra money to get some extra meat for the family. And in communist states, every block and every floor in a condominium has a communist informant to report to the party and the government if anybody breaks the rules. Well, the informant told my
grandfather. Daniel, we're losing you. We're losing you.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you right now, but we lost you there for a minute. You started about, you were talking about the informant on every floor, and we lost you there.
Yeah, so the informant on every floor or every block informed the government about what my grandfather did, buying extra rations. They came, arrested him, threw him in jail. They released him. My grandfather said, we needed to get out of here. So they got a visa. They packed up everything they could. When they got to the airport in Havana, they confiscated everything except for the clothes on their back. When they came to Miami, if they didn't have family and friends, my family would have been on the streets. So from there, in 1967, my grandfather was able to do some side jobs, round up enough money to get a pickup truck. He owned a construction company with a family in Cuba, and he started pouring cement to make ends meet. And to make some extra money, they would go buy pies, chop up slices, sell it for like 25
Daniel,
cents
hang
or a
on.
Dime.
Hang on. Are you on earbuds or are you on a speakerphone?
I'm on earbuds.
Okay, it's cutting out. We're losing too much, and it's valuable what you're saying. Can you go direct?
Hold on. Is this any better?
Slightly better.
Slightly better.
Okay, that's better.
Okay. So what did you hear last?
Well, you talked about the blocks where the check-in and getting to America, getting a pickup truck, and having some friends that assisted, and that's kind of where we were.
Okay, so to make ends meet, they would also buy pies, chop up the pies, sell it for 25 cents or a dime to his contractors. And from the 1960s, my grandfather built his construction company up through the 70s and then sold it in the 80s, retired in his 50s, and left my family an inheritance. So my grandfather was able to fulfill the American dream. And I was eternally grateful for the opportunities the United States provided my family. And at the age of 16, I promised myself I'll never allow what happened to my family's country to happen to my country. So I've been in politics for now 26 years, running campaigns, everything from municipal, working on presidential, and everything in between, running super PACs. And then I took a sabbatical from politics, went to grad school to get my master's in government, and I was also getting my theology degree, but I didn't finish that for other reasons. And while I was in grad school, I was an insurance agent full time. And then from after I graduated, I became a stockbroker, and I hated the greed of Wall Street so much. After 6 months, I left and went back into politics. So that tells you a little something. Then in 2020. During COVID, I had several businesses, and my business partner told me about this thing called Bitcoin. I didn't believe in crypto, but I would never invest in it. Long story short, she and a good friend of mine convinced me not of cryptocurrency, but of the technology that underlines the cryptocurrency, which is blockchain technology. And what really got me was the immutability, meaning you can't delete any information on the blockchain network. It's permanently on there. And there was a guy that was talking about, what if we could put land deeds and titles and ownership rights on the blockchain? And a light bulb went off on me. I'm like, oh my gosh, if we had blockchain technologies in the 50s and my family had everything taken away from them in the 60s, and then somehow the government was overthrown, we could go back on the blockchain, improve ownership of my family's property and businesses, and get reparations or the land back. And I realized blockchain technology can provide freedom economically, politically, and personally, more so than almost any political activity, man. So I became a blockchain consultant, crypto miner. This was in September of 2020. By January of 2021, I started a mining operation and started mining crypto. But then there's problems with cryptocurrency. It's not stable. It's not money. And the whole thing came crashing down after the Luna Terra scandal and then FTX. And I wanted to my business basically suffered. I had to shut down. And I started a gold-backed NFT project because my thinking was cryptocurrency is unstable. How do we guarantee that something crypto-related never loses value? We tie gold to it. And that started my journey on learning about sound money from the gold side. I learned about sound money and freedom and liberty from the crypto side. I didn't know anything about real money. So then I reached out to partners to because the idea was people could earn gold in Bitcoin by learning about financial literacy and sound money principles, but I didn't know anything about sound money principles in the historical sense. I connected with Citizens Sound Money. They agreed to partner with me. And at that time, there was around March, April, there was a bill in Texas in 2023 that they were trying to make electronic gold and silver legal tender. I offered my services for free because I had contacts. They were so impressed with me being able to lobby in Austin, Texas, just through the phone. They offered me a position as legislative director. 5 months later, they offered me the position as executive director, and here I am now.
Wow. Wow. That's that is quite a journey over the last few years. Now, Daniel, for people who do not understand blockchain, and really you brought this to me, and I have a whole stack of research that I did from our first interview when we first got together. Just explain a little more about blockchain and how that protects information. You hit on it, and you hit on why you were drawn to look at that.
Yeah, so blockchain technology, the simplest way to explain what cryptocurrency is, it's just an accounting ledger, right? Same thing as your bank statement. It shows what money going in, money going out. So a crypto wallet is like your bank account number, and then when you send crypto to somebody else, it shows up, and you're sending basically like a Zelle transfer. But the way that that's confirmed, and the reason why blockchain technology was necessary was the idea of sending money or currency over the internet was an idea from like the early 90s. But the problem was called a double spend issue. In the 90s, if I sent you an email, I'm not actually sending you the email I typed. I'm sending you a copy of that email. Same thing with money. If I send you $100, I better not have $100 in my account. There was no way to verify that I actually sent you the $100. I could have just sent you a copy. That was solved in 2008, and Bitcoin was launched in 2009 through the Bitcoin network or blockchain technology. The way they solved that was they used cryptography. So cryptography is the security that the military uses, and most websites use 256-bit security. You might have seen that online.
Sure.
So that 256-bit means there's 256 numbers and letters in a row, and that's the encryption. You have to hack that. So what the blockchain does is if I send you, let's say, $1,000 in Bitcoin, it's not instantly sent to you. It's put onto a digital ledger that I'm going to use Bitcoin because they were the first. Every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin ledger takes all the transactions that happen in that time frame. After 10 minutes, it puts an encryption over that transaction so nobody can see it. Then it's sent into the network of all the crypto miners who are mining. All mining means is that they are trying to hack that 256-bit encryption to verify the transactions. Now, how can they hack that? Well, the network creates a partial solution with the encrypted ledger. So they send the ledger and they send the partial solution. That partial solution, the machines are doing trillions of transactions per second with that partial solution to crack the encryption to reveal all those transactions. The first person, the first computer that cracks that encryption gets a reward in Bitcoin or Ethereum or whatever it is, and then it's posted. And before those funds are released to the other wallet address, the other bank account, it needs two more verifications. So the next two computers that verify and communicate with the other computers that they see the exact same transactions, it's then released and added to the previous ledger or block of information. So that's why it's called blockchain. Once it's attached, and and all the computers recognize that that transaction happened, they go to the next one, and then the same process happens, and then the next transaction. And that's how the blockchain works. It's just an accounting ledger that doesn't need a third party to verify. Right now, if you send something through Zelle or a wire or ACH, it goes to the Fed or the bank or PayPal or his Venmo, and you're trusting a third party to verify those transactions. Blockchain technology allows a decentralized verification of transactions. And that's how they were able to figure out the double spend issue. Hopefully I broke it down easy enough for everybody so that's listening to understand how blockchain works.
So blockchain is the most secure, that's the most secure system that exists at this point as far as managing information.
Yeah, there isn't a security system that can, there isn't enough computing power to hack the blockchain network. It is the most secure network in the world. There are millions of computers, hundreds of thousands of nodes with the exact same transactions. I mean, the only way to really change it is you need to get over 51% control of all the computers, and it's completely centralized, and it's not possible at this point to do that.
All right. I know you have limited time, so we want to talk about gold and silver. What's happened with prices? You just briefly mentioned that early. What's going on with the market? What's going on in the economy? And what's happening with some current legislation, such forth? And definitely want to be able to bring Florida into that as well. So let's follow these points. Gold and silver prices. What is happening? Why is it happening? And how should we be responding to that?
So gold and silver, first I want to do like a little preamble.
Okay.
The only form of money is gold and silver. Everything else is either credit or credit, which is based off of debt, or an investment. That's it. And why is gold and silver money? It meets all the qualifications of money. Adam Smith from the Wealth of Nations identified three characteristics of money. First, it has to be a medium exchange. That's not special. Anything can be a medium exchange. My cat, my coffee, a hat, pennies, dollars, bitcoins, anything. The second, it needs to be a unit of account. So two cats, 100 pennies, half a bitcoin, half an ounce of gold. Almost anything can be a unit of account. What differentiates money and currency, and that's what I want to differentiate. The dollar is not money. The euro is not money. The yen's not money. That's currency. What differentiates currency from money is the third characteristic, a store of value. It means that over a long period of time, your value, your wealth is preserved. Because if you would have gotten an ounce of gold in 1910 and you had a $20 bill in 1910, you wouldn't be able to buy the same thing with the $20 bill, but you can with the ounce of gold. In 1910, if I wanted to, with a $20 bill that was tied to an ounce of gold, you could buy a top hat, tuxedo, watch, shoes, shirt, chocolates, and flowers for your date. You could do that because $20 was tied to an ounce of gold. Today, what can you buy with $20? Maybe a decent pizza. But what can you buy with a $4,180 ounce of gold? Well, if I wanted to, I can take my ounce of gold to a fancy tailor shop and still buy a top hat, tuxedo, shirt, pocket watch, shoes, flowers, and chocolates for my date. Because gold and silver preserve purchasing power, and it's money. The currency that gold and silver were backing is not. So let's differentiate the two. Now, understanding that differentiation, what is inflation? The simplest definition of inflation is the printing and the expansion of the currency supply. So printing more dollars, printing more euros, printing more renminbi, that is inflation. What can't you print an infinite amount of? You can't print gold and silver. And you can mine it, but it's impossible to break that 2% threshold of mining gold. But you can increase the currency supply to an infinite amount. The Federal Reserve last week, 2 days in a row, printed $129 billion in repo purchases, and the day before that, $39 billion. It was the most currency in the history of our country that the Federal Reserve has printed back-to-back. And they're just inflating and stealing our economic our economic energy. That's what I call our wealth. When you work a job where the wage that you get, that represents your economic energy. And what we're trying to do at Citizens Without Money is pass laws to give you the choice of whether you want to put your economic energy in something that was designed to inflate and steal your wealth and your time, or put it into something that's going to preserve it, because gold and silver has been money for almost 5,000 years. Now, understanding that, gold and silver is also the best accounting for the inflation of the currency. So as they print more gold and silver naturally adjust to the amount of currency being printed. It also adjusts for the fear factor and the instability of global and geopolitical uncertainty. So what we're looking at right now, it isn't just the currency supply skyrocketing, which is the key factor of gold and silver going up, which means the value of the dollar is going down. It's also the fear of what's going on around the world. Europe is looking to get rid of anyone holding cash. They are looking to digitize. There's threats of wars from Russia and China with Taiwan and NATO. There is uncertainty with the tariffs. There's uncertainty with the recent government shutdown that had just ended. So gold and silver, there's something that God has instilled in all of man, that we see that shiny yellow metal and that polished silver metal as value. God put that in the earth for a reason, and he talks about it hundreds of times throughout the scriptures. He also defines refining gold and silver equivalent to our soul. There's something within the psyche of man that we see gold and silver as a safe haven and as money, and that's where we flee to when there's uncertainty, and that is why gold and silver is skyrocketing, and it's going to get worse. The system that we currently live in now, which is called the fiat is Latin for by decree, meaning that the dollar, after we got off the gold standard in 1971 when Nixon ended the convertibility of dollars for gold, that's the first time in human history that the entire planet has been put on a fiat standard, which means that all the governments declare that their currency is worth a certain amount of money or value. And that design is the fiat currency. It's a system that is never meant to be paid down. It is never meant to survive. There's been 6,000 examples throughout human history of regions and nations having fiat currency, and they have all collapsed to its true value of zero. Not a single fiat currency has survived, and this is a different time in the history of all humanity. We have never had a global fiat system, and we know historically that fiat has always gone down to zero. So a lot of people, a lot of economists, and you're starting to see in the main news, the main media, saying that there's the debasement trade, there's the deflation trade. What is that? That is people getting out of the dollar and going into something safer to preserve their wealth and preserve their economic energy. There's an economic principle called Gresham's Law. Gresham's Law is this. Bad money drives out good money. What does that mean? When we changed from in 1965, when we stopped using 90% silver, we started seeing that our 90% silver coinage started coming out of circulation, because they made 40% silver, then they just made it base metals, copper, zinc, and so forth. And people were noticing, well, this bad money doesn't really have the value. Let me save the silver dimes and quarters and half dollars, because that's value. That's Gresham's Law. Now we're looking at it at a global scale. The currency is bad money. And gold and silver has always been money, and we know that intrinsically, and people are fleeing to it and saving themselves, and it's pulling out gold and silver out of the markets. There's a major shortage in silver, and there's a shortage in gold. Right now, the U.S. Mint is out of silver. The Canadian Mint is out of silver. The London, the LBMA, the London vaults that the world uses, it was out of silver, and New York had to bail them out. And all, the Perth Mint in Australia is out of silver. The British Royal Mint is almost out of silver. there is a major silver shortage. The United States just declared silver as a strategic metal for not just wealth, but for military. There's over 500 ounces in every single Tomahawk missile, and the Pentagon just asked their manufacturers, Lockheed Martin, Raytheon, to quadruple their production of warheads. This is the War Secretary said that the United States is now being put on a war posture. There are things and uncertainty happening around the world that people are not looking at because they're busy in their daily lives. But this is what I do and breathe every single day. There's uncertainty happening, and there's currency being printed. There's shortages, and gold and silver is in a major bull market. And the last time this happened was in the 70s, and previous to that, gold skyrocketed, silver skyrocketed thousands of percent. We are just about over 100, almost 200% in the last 2 years of these metals increasing. And we think that it's going to continue to happen for at least 5 to potentially 8 more years. And we think that there is a cycle happening. The dollar became the new currency of the world in 1944 in Bretton Woods. We think there's going to be another reset where the dollar is going to be replaced because now you have China buying up all the gold. Russia's buying up all the gold. They're buying silver. India is not producing silver and selling it to the people. There are things happening geopolitically that it's going to hurt the common man. And the government see it. The major corporations see it. And those who have been analyzing gold and silver for decades have been yelling from the rooftop since 1971 that this was going to happen. And we're starting to see the cracks in the economy. We're starting to see the cracks everywhere that we're about to see potentially a collapse of the dollar as the world reserve currency and something new coming.
So, Daniel, you know, some people are listening, probably like me, probably a lot of our family are listening today saying, okay, boy, that's a lot of information. It's kind of scary information. And we all who are kind of consciously aware of prices and what has happened with inflation and such forth are aware of some of these things. But I'm thinking a lot of people are listening saying, listen, I'm not a rich guy. I don't have a lot of money to put into to metals, to gold or into silver. I've never invested. How would I know a safe place to do that? Who could I trust? And how would I start? And should I even think about it when prices are so high?
Yeah, absolutely. There are solutions. Because of blockchain technology allows ownership of different real-world assets. You can put your home's title and deed. You can buy real estate and get a digital representation of like a deed or a warehouse certificate. A warehouse certificate is kind of like when you take your clothes to the dry cleaner. They give you a little certificate that you actually own that product, and they're just holding it in trust. And when you bring that certificate back, they give you your clothes back. That's what a warehouse certificate is. That's what cryptocurrency backed by gold and silver or other real-world assets are like. So for those of you that can't buy gold right now, you can still buy silver. Silver, you can buy at about $50 an ounce. You can even buy fractional amounts of silver. There's something called a silver bit. It's a 1/10 of a silver ounce. It's around $6 retail, 6.5 cents retail. You can buy fractional physical gold and silver, but we live in the 21st century, and most people don't carry around cash or coins. There are companies out there like Kinesis, like the UPMA with Alpine Gold Exchange, where you can send your fiat currency to them, and you can buy digital gold and silver. And Kinesis will they just launched a beta program for their debit card. They're testing the debit card, and once that launches, you'll be able to put your dollars into a Kinesis account and start spending your gold and silver with a debit card. You can deposit your gold and silver, your dollars into the UPMA and buy gold dollars, silver dollars, or gold backs. And that's another thing. You can buy gold backs. Gold backs, and there's Kinesis, Bills, and Metalmark. These are called ORMs. ORMs is just the trade name for gold bills. These gold bills are as little as 50 milligrams of gold, which is around $12, $11 right now, or 1/2000th of a troy ounce, which is probably around $4.40 or $4.10. So you can buy fractional amounts of gold, fractional amounts of physical silver, or you can also preserve your economic energy into digital gold and digital silver and spend it with your debit card. So there are solutions thanks to the advent of blockchain technology and more legacy systems where they're just keeping you have a third party that's keeping track of all transactions and vaulting your gold and silver. Now the trust factor is if you buy digital gold and silver, you need to make sure that company publicly lists and audits their gold and silver by a third party auditing company. Kinesis does that. They get audited by one of the oldest auditing firms in Europe called Bureau Veritas. They audit all their gold and silver. They have 13 vaults around the world. They have an auditor in every single vault at the same time where they count the gold and silver. They're secure and trustworthy. Same thing with the UPMA. They have 3 or 4 vaults now in the United States, and they get third-party audited. And you want to make sure that when you're putting your economic energy, it's insured and audited. When you have physical gold and silver, if you don't have a lot of it, it's better to start now. There's a saying, it was the best time to have planted a tree was 10 years ago. The best time is now. And you can still buy gold and silver at fractional amounts if you don't have a lot. And how do you do that? The most powerful saving and investment protocol or program is called dollar cost averaging, DCA. That means you choose every single pay period or every single week what how much you want to put. I recommend at least 10% of your paycheck into gold and silver. You get paid every 2 weeks. Every 2 weeks, you take 10% and buy fractional gold and silver at your local coin shop, a local dealer, or you deposit it into Kinesis or the UPMA and start protecting and saving your economic energy and real money. And then, you know, you have to spend it. And once Kinesis launches their debit card, I'm going to put all my money, all my economic energy, turn it into money, and use Kinesis as my primary bank account. Why would I hold the dollar? Because of Gresham's law. I'm going to be pushing away the dollar, and I'm going to be using something that protects your economic energy. But don't, if you're on a fixed income, don't do that. I don't recommend that because gold and silver does fluctuate because the dollar loses value and strengthens here and there. And there's also other market factors. So the rule of thumb is this. I'm putting my stockbroker hat on. You want to take 100. Think of 100 as 100 years old. You take your age, and then you subtract your age from 100, and the difference is the percentage of your net worth that you can risk. But your age is how much you should have in cash and cash equivalent. For me, gold and silver is cash. So my next recommendation for those who are saving and want to have a nest egg, the recommendation is to have at least 6 months to 12 months worth of cash available outside of the banking system in a safer vault, or you can have it in a banking system, but just you want to have some also. I divide that by 2. If you're doing 6 months of savings, and what I mean by savings, you want to have 6 months worth of your monthly expenses minimum, or 12 months of your monthly expenses minimum in cash that you can spend. You want to split that in half. 3 months of gold and silver and 3 months of cash, because if something happens and let's say everything shuts down to a natural disaster, you have 3 months of cash to spend, and then you have 3 months during those 3 months you can figure out if you need to sell some of that gold and silver to bolster your cash dealings, or if you have a law that we recently passed in the 11 states that made gold and silver legal tender, you can spend that gold and silver as legal tender. Or same thing at 12 months. You have 12 months worth of cash and you have 12 months worth of metal. That is what I recommend to my friends and family, and that's what I do myself. I actually have it on gold and silver because I don't trust cash, but I don't recommend that for the normal person because I know how to figure out to spend my gold and cash, and I know how to liquidate my gold and silver. But those are just general rules, not financial advice. This is just recommendations from me personally as Daniel Diaz of what you should do if you're wanting to protect yourself and have enough cash and enough metal to protect your economic energy.
Daniel, do you have a website? Is there some way people can find out more of what you're sharing today by going online, or what do you have?
Yeah, we've launched our Citizens Sound Money. Let me give you the websites that you can go to. Citizens, the number four, so citizens4soundmoney.org. Go to the website. You'll be able to go to the contact form, or you can email us at support@citizens4soundmoney. And we just launched about a month and a half ago our YouTube series called Sound Money Matters. Every Friday we have a premiere at 7 p.m. and every Tuesday at 6 p.m. we have a live broadcast. And I'm either interviewing somebody. I've been interviewing everybody, but we talk about all of these things. So if you want to be educated, and that's one of our missions, to educate people on sound money, you want to go on YouTube and subscribe to our channel. Our YouTube handle is @4 sound money, 4 sound money. That is where you're going to get the content every single week. And then on our X channel, we are also posting the videos, our X or Twitter. It's the same as our YouTube. It's 4 sound money. Follow us on Twitter. Subscribe to us on YouTube. And then reach out to us on Citizens for Sound Money.
Okay. You know, Daniel, as you're talking, you made mention of the fact that you know how to turn your gold into cash. A lot of people listening today may not know how to do that without taking what they would consider to be a significant loss. Can you address that? I mean, a lot of people have saved, whether it's quarters, dimes, 50-cent pieces. They bought some gold. They have junk money or whatever in bags. They put some aside, but they go to sell it, and there's a cost in doing that. So you're talking about maybe the electronic approach with the opportunity to simply have a card. That makes a whole lot more sense to me, because then you can go down and buy groceries with it or whatever. Talk a little more about how practically we can apply this in our daily life.
Yeah. So right now, let me talk about the practical for using fractional gold and silver. Right now, there are over 3,600 merchants around the country that take gold backs. And I'm sure that if you talk to those merchants, they might even take other forms of gold and silver for the payments of goods and services. If you go to goldback.com, and if you go on the menu, you'll find Spend My Gold Backs. They have a map. You can just type your zip code, your city, and it will pop up merchants around your area. You can even zoom out and see where there are merchants in your state on where you can spend your gold and silver, or at least your gold backs. You'd have to talk to the business owner about spending gold and silver. Now, liquidating your gold and silver, there is going to be a cost, because the coin, local coin stores and pawn shops, they're going to need to make their profits. So what typically happens is, if you go to a website, if you want to see what the value of real gold and silver is, there's a bunch of websites out there, at MEX, JM Bullion, they inflate their prices. The real price, spot price of gold and silver is at a website at www.kitco.com. And you'll see what the price is. And you're going to see when you click on the precious metals, all metal quotes, there's a bid price and an ask price. The ask price is the price you're quoted plus a premium. The premium is basically the profit of the company over the spot price. They use the ask price. When you're selling your gold and silver to somebody, they're going to use the bid price, which is slightly lower. And depending on the product, they're going to do a percentage less than that. Typically, it's around 95 to 90% of spot bid. So you need to take that into account. That's across the board. And when you're using constitutional silver right now in the market, constitutional silver is going to be about 80% below spot, because there is not a lot of demand for constitutional silver, and people are selling it for spot or below spot.
Okay.
So that's how you determine the price. But you're going to want to go to a local coin shop. You want to do research if you're going to liquidate your metals. If you want to spend your metals with a merchant, you don't necessarily – you can do your research, but at that point you just negotiate the price. of what they're willing to take the gold and silver for. Same thing with the gold backs.
Talk about this debit card. How does the debit card work? I have debit cards in my wallet. Is this going to be like those debit cards?
Yes, exactly. So there's one company right now that has an active debit card. It's called Glint, and you can ACH your dollars there and buy gold or silver, and then you can immediately start spending your gold and silver with it. The only issue is that they have slightly higher fees. They charge 1% for buying and spending your gold and silver, but they have very good spot prices. And they also charge you a vaulting fee. So every month, you're going to see a little bit of gold and silver disappearing, and that's normal for vaulting your gold and silver because that company has gold in Switzerland, and that Switzerland bank vault is charging Glint X amount for gold and silver. So they're passing that cost on to you. But with the UPMA, if you buy gold backs and you put your gold backs digitally or in their vault, you can liquidate those gold backs and load a debit card. So let's say you have $10,000 worth of gold backs in there. Gold backs going to cover your vaulting fees. So there's no vaulting fees with the UPMA if you put it in gold backs. And then you can sell those gold backs, load their debit card, and spend the cash. They're currently upgrading their debit card system with an agreement with U.S. Bank where you'll be able to actually spend your gold and silver. And Kinesis is the same thing, but Kinesis doesn't charge you a vaulting fee. In fact, when you put your gold money and your currency into Kinesis and you convert it to gold and silver, every month Kinesis pays you a yield. They're paying you for keeping your gold and silver in their system, and once their debit card comes out, you'll be able to spend it, and they give you cash back when you spend your gold and silver, or they call it gold back and silver back, and there's other different yields within the Kinesis system, because Kinesis's entire mission was to create a sound money monetary system to defeat Gresham's Law, and the way they figured that out is by paying people to use gold and silver in their daily transactions and paying people for holding gold and silver every single month.
How do you spell Kinesis?
K-I-N-E-S-I-S dot money is their website. K-I-N-E-S-I-S dot money. And you can join. And if you're going to be putting that on your link, I would love to send you the Citizens for Sound Money referral link, because that will support our mission. For everybody that joins, we get a referral fee on all the transactions and spending that you do in the system.
Okay, so you're going to send that to us, so that's something we can put a link in.
Yes.
Okay, good deal, good deal. Wow. this is a lot, Daniel. For someone who has a desire to move to a more solid system, I guess what you're saying is at some point you're looking to do all of your banking with basically gold and silver. Is that correct? Is that the direction that you're headed personally?
Jonathan, I'm already am.
You are? Okay. Okay.
Obviously I have cash for my daily expenses, but almost 95-98% of my wealth is already in gold and silver. I sold all my stocks. I sold all my Bitcoin last year. I've been in gold and silver, and over the last year, I'm up over 80% by making that choice. Meaning, if I would have stayed in the dollar, my purchasing power would have been down 80%.
Okay, so the market moves. You were talking about that. The market moves. So you're up 80%. If you do not have physical custody of that gold or silver, if the market drops, that could drop whatever percentage, right?
Yeah, but the thing with gold and silver, if you look at stock market, you look at crypto, when crypto and stocks drop, they drop much higher percentages than gold and silver. Gold and silver, another qualification of money is stability. So gold and silver is stable. There is market risk, and that's why I said earlier, if you're on a fixed income, I don't recommend putting all your gold and silver, all your economic energy in gold and silver, because you have to spend your cash. So you want to figure out, at least start. If you're on a fixed income, start putting 10% of your net worth into gold and silver and do that on a DCA basis. If you have it all in cash, here's a perfect example. Go to Walmart or go to Amazon. Look at a purchase that you made 5 years ago and then try to repurchase those exact same things. You're going to see that the price has gone up 40 to 60%. Because inflation is not what the government is telling you. Inflation is really about 10%, 11% a year. So it's better to start saving in real money now. Don't put it all in there. If you're retired, don't put everything in the gold and silver. Now, if you have an investment in stocks and excess in cash, then consider that number, 100 minus your age, and put your age into gold and silver. But, Jonathan, I have remember how I told you that we have a new show, Sound Money Matters? I have an interview for that show that's starting in 15 minutes, and I have to prep with my guest. So I'm going to have to leave here in a couple of minutes.
Okay.
Was there anything else that you think your listeners wanted to know, or any questions you guys have before I head off?
Dave.
Honestly, I've been listening and trying to catch up with you, but no, I don't have any questions right now. Just appreciate what you're sharing with us.
Okay, one question I have, Daniel. If you have your money in, how do you turn it back into to your local currency? Say you have these gold bucks. How would you turn those back into local currency to go to Publix, you know, or whatever?
Yeah, if you have gold backs or any type of Orem, you would first want to look for a merchant that takes them, and you can just spend your gold backs. That's the whole point of having gold cash. Now, if you don't, if you can't use it in public, which you can't right now, then you're going to have to find a authorized dealer for gold backs and see if they will take them at a full price. Now, in Florida, we're lucky. In Florida, you have an Alpine Gold Exchange branch in Boynton Beach. You can take your gold backs there. You can deposit your physical gold backs into your UPMA account, and then you can sell it and put in your debit card and spend it, or they'll give you cash. They'll negotiate that cash rate.
Okay, one more time. Alpine Gold, what's the name of the place?
Exchange.
Exchange.
They have a branch in Boynton Beach, Florida.
Okay.
So if you have gold backs, go to Boynton Beach, and you can deposit and open up a UPMA account and get that debit card, sell your gold backs, sell your gold dollars, sell your gold silver dollars, and spend and get cash and spend it with your debit card. Or you can just get cash. I don't think you're going to get the same rate if you just get cash right away, but that's something you have to negotiate with Alpine Gold. They do have higher prices than anyone else in the markets.
So Alpine Gold is another web page that somebody could go and pull up, right?
Yeah, Alpine Gold Exchange and then UPMA.org.
Okay.
It stands for the United Precious Metals Association.org. You can open up an account with UPMA. They're partnered with Alpine Gold. So when you open an account with UPMA, you'll then be able to deposit cash and then take your gold backs to Alpine Gold and deposit your gold backs and liquidate it for dollars.
Okay.
Now, for gold and silver, you're just going to have to find a local coin shop. The last choice is going to a pawn shop. Pawn shops give the worst rates for liquidating gold and silver. So you're going to want to find a local coin shop. They usually do better. And if you don't have a local coin shop, then a pawn shop, I would say, is your last choice if you needed to liquidate it.
You did not say anything about selling on the web. Why?
You can sell on the web. You can. You can go to AppMex. You can go to different websites. I've never done it. Because when you're mailing gold and silver, there's risk. And the post office, there are people who lose their metals. And if you don't insure it, you'd lose all that value. So that's why I didn't recommend mailing your metals online to like a different dealer. You can. That's an option if you insure it yourself. But know that a lot of insurance companies don't cover metals.
Okay. We haven't even talked about Florida because you were pounding the streets. You're in Tallahassee. You probably don't have time to even address it, but is there anything you want to say about that? Where are we in Florida as a state in recognizing gold as tender?
Yeah, so Florida passed HB 999. That is law. They're in the process of finalizing the rules for electronic transfer of gold and silver. And that's fine. Where I told you the physical problem is, right now nothing is legal tender because of the way they've qualified gold and silver as legal tender. That's still a problem. We're lobbying to try to change the law to allow anything other than U.S. minted coins. So in Florida, U.S. minted coins are the only coins that are legal tender. Silver eagles, gold eagles, buffaloes, and constitutional silver are legal tender in Florida. And right now, the way they described it in the law, nothing else is. So they are trying to do a couple of fixes. One fix is adding serial numbers to the law, meaning only bars, gold and silver bars with serial numbers will be legal tender if they fix it. And we're trying to push to expand that to everything. So that's the fight right now in Tallahassee trying to fix the Florida law. But Texas has the same problem. If you want to see the best sound money legislation in the world, go to the Constitutional Money Act in Missouri. They have the most permissive sound money legislation. That's our model for the country and the world. And I really do need to get going because my guest is waiting for me.
We'll call you back. We'll bring you back. Perfect. Thanks, awesome. Daniel. Please thank do. You so much. God bless.
You're welcome.
All right, thank God you. Bless. Bye.
Wow. That's a lot of stuff, man.
I feel like I just took a drink at Niagara Falls. I was catching it about halfway off the falls.
That was a lot. Now, by the way, woo, and this is a kind of an aside, but today the last penny is going to be minted.
Interesting.
You know, they cost 4 cents to produce each penny.
And, so they're and dropping been, them.
So today Scott Bessent, the Treasury Secretary, is going to strike the last penny in a ceremonial minting today, and then there'll be no more minted. You can still use them. They're not banned, but
they're going to disappear probably. Disappear, we have ultimately businesses that are saving them, up boxes of them. I was reading to think about Burger King or some of the restaurants that are like, this is going to create such a challenge because of taxes and how you end up with, you know, to me, it seems that everything's pushing toward digital money.
Yeah, that's kind of where it's going.
Which sounds like one world government, which sounds like...
Yeah, that's kind of scary, brother.
Sounds like the end of what the word tells us is going to happen. Dave, we did get some mail, and I know Daniel's kind of taken... It's hard to get him offline because there is so much that's happening. And I don't know about... our entire family's perspective on this, but it's kind of difficult for me. I don't have any personal friends in town that understand all of this like Daniel does. Mm. And so it's kind of a blessing to have some godly references that you can go to that can kind of update us and give us a heads up on what's happening. AI, we bring in Mary Weir to talk about that some, and we'll probably have some other contacts as well. Let's touch on some of our mail before we close out today.
Sure, and most of this came in as a result of prayer and share.
Which hopefully we're going to have a lot more still coming, David, because we still are behind. We haven't fully funded this 6 months, but we really had... In the big picture, an awesome prayer and share time.
We did, really. Yeah. Spirit was moving wonderfully. And in fact, we had Paul the snook fisherman here during the last week, and he was sharing his story about God getting him. He was already giving very generously, and God told him to, you know, give a little bit extra. And he did. He responded to what God's called. So we had a listener, a giver, actually the Alpha and Omega Electrical Corporation. They'd already given twice, I think.
I believe so.
And they were listening to Paul, and so they gave another gift. And
which is awesome.
A little bit extra to add, and we appreciate that.
And some
much.
Others did that as well.
Yeah.
And we do really appreciate that. David, just on that note, when we finished on the 17th, that was October the 17th, and that was right at about 6 o'clock, as of that moment, we were... Between pledges, a lot was pledges, and also we had donations, we were looking at about 187, a little more than that. We need 225 for the full 6 months. So that was a strong place to finish. It left the last month really to fund. Mm-hmm. So if you have not sent in yet your prayer and share donation or your response card, it's not too late. And I trust that many of you will continue to do that, as some of you are. I think you have something else.
Well, and we normally don't give full names, but since Nick and Nancy Bennett have been a part of this radio station
for years.
And then Nick has gone to be with the Lord now, and Nancy is his widow, but very active and still in her church at First Baptist. And mm-hmm. Stewart, as Nick certainly was, and a great resource for Pastor Darrell as well as everybody yes. else there. And she sent a gift to us, as she always has, and just at the end of the letter said, "God bless you all. Love and prayers, Nancy Bennett."
That's
and
awesome.
Of course, we return that to her in great measure because of her heart for the Lord and her heart for what the Lord's doing here.
That is tremendous. And of course, some have made donations that were also in memory. I know we have some military that are remembered every prayer mm-hmm. and share, and that's quite awesome. And we thank God for all of you. And whatever your gift is given, whatever you're looking to give to, if there is a remembrance or if it's just to build the kingdom with us, we thank you for it.
Amen. We have a couple of prayer requests.
Let's bring them in as we're closing out this morning.
Inez, who has been in touch with many times, a very strong giver here
Strong partner.
But she's asking for prayer for spiritual revival for her children and a closer walk with Christ.
Okay.
And let's just lift that up. Father God,
Amen.
We come before you for Inez and
Thank
her
you,
children,
Lord.
Really her whole family. We
bring salvation.
Father, we know that you're calling them into a deeper relationship with you, and certainly the grace is being poured out even now to make that happen. And we just lift them up for open hearts, open minds, for your Spirit to move powerfully in their lives, and especially for her children, Father, that they would be led deeper into the relationship with Jesus, that they would become enamored with your truth and receive great growth in their faith, Father. We just thank you. We know that this prayer was inspired by your Spirit and that you're going to respond in ways that will astound and delight them. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. We also have a pastor down in Delray, Pastor Jean.
Okay.
And he was just asking for prayer.
Do we have the name of his ministry?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. It's the New Generation Church of Christ.
Okay, excellent.
Down there in Delray. And it's actually 400 North Swinton Avenue if you're looking for a church. And at any rate, but he's asking for prayer. I think most of it is financial issues right now.
Sure.
Very difficult. So, Father, we lift Pastor Jean up to you, and we just pray, Father God, for your rich blessing to meet the needs that he has financially. Father, open doors may have been previously closed. Bring him into situations where Father, he can become involved in extra income. We pray also for those in his church, Father, that you would touch their hearts concerning stewardship and tithing and enable them to be free in the Spirit and trusting of you and to do more of that. But above all, Lord, that you have his needs, you know his needs, and you're going to meet them. And we Amen. Declare this, Father, in Jesus' name.
Amen, amen. And we are like running totally out of time, David, and we're going to give the information on the station. But I wanted to just say, again, a huge thank you. David, 35, going on 36 years. Our anniversary mm-hmm. comes up in April, and that will be our 36th year. By faith, this is a faith ministry. Amen. It's listener support. Your gift to this station makes you a partner with us in bringing souls into the kingdom of God, as well as encouraging the saints and building up the body of Christ. And if you go to our website and you look in there, you're going to find the income to date. Not this. This is not the pledged alone, because there's other pledges that'll be coming in over the next 6 months, and or actually we don't have 6 months, we're down I guess 5 months at this point, but over the next 5 months many have pledged monthly. Those pledges will continue to come in, but as of yesterday, $122,000 and change had already come in toward our $225,000 budget. So that's income that we have already received. And so we just want to say a huge thank you to Amen. God first and to all of you. and to encourage you, if you have not yet given, please go ahead and prayerfully consider what the Lord would put on your heart to give, and remember that we are a family, and we desire to lift up Jesus together.
Amen.
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 Amen. Well, you know, we have a program coming up here in just a couple minutes, and I guess we should say to Karen, who is being healed.
Yes. For God to continue pouring out His grace
upon her
to heal her in this
absolutely
season. And
absolutely.
He's doing that.
Absolutely, and I do believe that she might be listening today, not sure, but she might be. And you are listening to WCNO in Palm City, Florida, and so we are looking forward to many more programs that will